Welcome back to Jacked In. AM 1150 time is 5:50. That means it's time for Scott Davis for Let's Talk Social here on Jacked In. Scott Davis has been working in the marketing industry and beyond, specializing in social and new medias for quite some time here. And we always each week talk about, well, let's talk social. What's going on when it comes to social media, when it comes to your business, or just when it comes to life in general? This week, Scott, it's pertaining to education.
And out in the Globe and Mail, actually, just referring to the amount of time that kids or just any students are spending using YouTube. I mean, if you're like me, I went to the School of Hard Knocks, and you know, one of those ones with teachers and books, and you know, junior, middle, and high school, went through all of those, and then the big education centers like colleges. But you know, people are asking, is that the old school of doing way of doing things? Students from all the way from elementary schools to doctorate levels have turned to video sharing sites. I mean, these sites have collections of millions of instructional videos, and these students are all going there for the same purpose, and that is to supplement their education.
And it's an interesting idea, because it's one that we wouldn't be surprised about. I mean, I don't know how many times I looked up. I remember I had to change a washer in my bathroom, and Travis wasn't home, so I YouTubed it. Like, I just went on Google, and all kinds of things that I've gone on for YouTube and other kinds of virtual or social media to learn. So to me, it seems like a natural progression that it would go to formal education.
Yeah, I mean, I do exactly the same thing. I mean, researching for the show, we've mentioned that before, the same as your radio show. You know, yeah. I spent a lot of time Googling things, or I, you know, wanted to change the tire on my wheelbarrow the other day, and I first thing I did was Googled it, and it's become second nature. And it comes up with some great different answers, by the way, and some of them were really, really fun. But YouTube, you know, kids are going there just maybe even just to for a refresher before a quiz. Now, if they know got a quiz the next day, or if they're, you know, confused by the math class that they had today, they're going there just to follow up on it. And kids are finding these 5-minute clips sometimes more informative than their textbooks, which is surprising. I mean, and some kids are even found out that they've been spending time going online and teaching themselves subjects that aren't available at school.
Mm-hmm.
So music, different languages, because there is such a wide variety of educational, like I said, these videos online on YouTube.
Well, and it seems to make sense that, you know, I mean, when we think about a textbook and how dry those textbooks could be and how long it took to get through, but, you know, especially with the lack of attention span that we're all suffering from these days, not just the kids, a 5 or 10 minute YouTube video sounds a little more appealing.
Yeah, I mean, these videos, we know how video, YouTube, they're engaging. Videos are. I mean, 2009, the U.S. Department of Education study revealed that on average, online students outperform those receiving face-to-face instruction.
Wow.
So campus students were interviewed about this, you know, the study, and they said, you know, they prefer the online classroom. It saves them time. They don't have to drive to campus. They can spend more time actually on the coursework, and they can do it any time of day. I mean, that's what online, you know, and doing school, you know, how to school was all about. But these videos are really, really helping.
Mm-hmm.
And there's now academies even out there, such as the Khan Academy. I mean, this is based entirely on YouTube videos.
What?
Yep, and you can go there and look it on up, the Khan Academy. He's got 1,400 different videos up there. And the amazing thing that amazes me is that these are very simple little videos. It's just a hand coloring with different color pens on a blackboard. 1,400 different videos of that. I mean, does that sound familiar or what? Does that sound like school? But this guy has videoed it. He takes questions and requests, and he comes on up, and he mixes it with a brand of humor. And bingo, he's got 13,000 people following him on his Facebook page. He's got 1.75 million YouTube views. And people are sending him cash now. I mean, he was doing it for free. He's doing it as a sideline. But he's actually now getting cash for people who are supporting his efforts to, you know, to educate them via online and video integration.
Oh, my goodness. That's ingenious.
It is, it is. I mean, gone are the days, I think, you know, teenagers spending their time on the phone, you know, asking about what biology question number 17 on, you know, frog reproduction is all about. I think Microsoft Messaging is slipping into its usefulness. You know, I think that was the forum that people used to go. But teenagers are now, you know, on Facebook. They're updating their status of what they were doing at school today, but they're online and they're chatting with 20 or so classmates. And they're in a social platform. They're in a community environment, and they're doing their homework all together at the same time. And that's what social media is about. And you're finding that the teenagers are using it, and more people like ourselves out of that teenage view go there, first of all, to try and solve a problem, you know, such as change of, you know, a tire on a wheelbarrow or plumbing issues or anything like that, because it's such a wealth of information.
Yeah, I love it. And then my favorite is that, you know, you go to help the kid with the homework, and I say, okay, well, you know, the homework is find the synonym or the acronym for this or the, you know, whatever. And I always say to her, oh, well, what does that mean? And she's like, well, I don't know. And I said, well, you better go find out, because how are you going to find them if you don't know what it means? And then so she goes off to her room, you know, irritated or whatever with me. Then I quickly run to the computer and
look that up and come back with a smart answer. Oh, well, I know. I mean, but the question is, I mean, these YouTube videos are out there and they're being used, but are they a reliable form of education? The content, is it verified? Is it valid? How do we know the good ones from the bad ones?
This
is always a question, you know. Michael Hunter from Sellstrom Marketing, he's a listener, and he tweeted me last week, and basically he had said, is any of the credibility online, news sources, is anything on the internet, it's all sensationalized, conjuncture, you're digging it, you're Facebook, Twitter, is the news online, it seems to be opinion-based. We've talked about this before, if everybody's a journalist, and he sort of says no one's a journalist. And it comes down to these videos, how credible are they? I mean, I did my research on Google tonight, and it's funny. And when you look on up, don't believe what you read. The first articles are all about newspaper and TV. They're not about the internet.
Mm-hmm.
There's some stuff about Barbara Streisand and Bootown Rats after that, but that was kind of interesting as well. But there's always a person behind it, correct? Yeah. I mean, whether it's online, whether it's video, whether it's radio, there's always a person behind it. But does the old style of journalism have more credibility because of this? They have to stand behind what they're saying. They have to do the research. But, I mean, National Enquirer is a shining example of great journalism, or the New York Times. Which one is it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it's the way that it's presented. I mean, even recently, the Enquirer, wasn't there a question about the Enquirer whether or not they should get a Pulitzer? Because the Enquirer was integral in leaking a story, one of their speculative story about a potential U.S. presidential candidate, which everyone just rolls their eyes because we're used to the Enquirer headlines. But actually, it turned out to be real and true and a good opportunity for investigative journalism. So you just never know.
Yeah, you do never know. I mean, Wikipedia, I mean, this article's been, they've sort of said this lots of times, there's 15 million articles on Wikipedia, and they said it's more, these days, studies to say it's more accurate than the 4,000 experts who contributed to the Britannica Encyclopedia. I mean, but that's crazy. And I also know that, you know, over 10,000 definitions of the Oxford English Dictionary were from an American madman who was locked in a security asylum in the UK. I mean, it's all where you want to take it from and all where you want to believe. But there's new websites that teachers can use. What I'm trying to say is that perhaps the best way to kill two birds with one stone is that teachers engage in the process and provide informed and research content and provide it for their students online. And there's more and more platforms available for them to do that, such as udemy.com.
Right.
You can find some of that stuff on my site.
Right, exactly. And exactly, check your sources, check your references, get confirmation. If somebody wrote about something, and this is what I do, if they wrote it once, then somebody else has had to at least written about it, and a couple other times. And so that is that. We have like 15 seconds for other stuff.
Oh, other stuff. This week, you don't say, oh my God, anymore. It's oh my Gaga. It's a new thing, all right? Just to make sure that, so just fit that on. Oh my Gaga is a new social thing you've got to say.
Okay, I'll get right on that.
All right, oh my Gaga, right on.
Okay, well, oh my Gaga, we're out of time.
Thanks a lot, Jessica.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.